Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and we're going to catch up just a little from where we were last week on the 8th chapter of the book of Revelation. And I saw the seven angels who stand before, well, actually it begins with, when he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. Now you need to go back to last week when we talked to you about how Sister Wilkerson was shown the meaning of intercession, and that these intercessory prayers that were not yielded to became the judgment that was poured out on the earth in the time of the tribulation. The first four angels sound their trumpets, releasing the plagues. So the seven angels, now I'm going to read to you a little bit from, we're going to read about these trumpets. And this is from the Numerical Bible's notes. The seventh seal is this, as being that which completely opens the book. It's opened now. It's the number of completion. And when the seventh seal is opened, the whole book brings us face to face with the most terrible period of the world's history ever to be known. We are first taken apart from the succession of events to see beforehand the gracious purposes which are hidden behind these coming judgments. The trumpets to sound are war trumpets. They correspond to the similar compassing of Jericho seven times on the last day of his existence, Jericho's existence, in the Old Testament, Joshua, of course, and show us in detail that the judgment of the world prefigured in the downfall and judgment of Jericho is here shown to us. The trumpets, we may remind ourselves, as they are given us in the Old Testament picture, are trumpets of jubilee. While on the one hand they give notes of alarm and judgment, yet it is the time of liberation and restoration that is coming in, and here we are given to see what it is that moves the hand that moves the universe, that the trumpets sound as the answer of God to the supplication of his saints. Remember, the prayers were poured forth upon the incense, upon the altar, and offered with incense. And then all of those prayers, those intercessory prayers that were made for earth and made for the nations of the earth and made for the even the rebellious nations of the earth, if they were not yielded to, then they become earth's judgments. And the answer comes in the shape of fire from the altar cast upon the earth when we hear immediately what characterizes all that follows. The Bible says there were voices and thunders and lightnings and an earthquake. And so we see the judgments begin to be poured out in these seven trumpets. This is coming forth as it will be, these judgments will result in an ultimate blessing for earth. They cannot fail of ultimate blessing, but this 7-year period is called in the Bible the time of Jacob's trouble or tribulation, and they shall be delivered out of it. Jacob shall be. To use the figure with which the prophet connects this, it is their finding the bitter pangs of travail which are upon the nation. But out of that travail, a new Israel, a new nation shall be born, when Jacob shall become Israel in truth, answering fully to his God-given name. And so we see now the book is really opened. Seven seals have been loosed and the book is opened. We have now the trumpets, therefore, in successive orderly course. It is the progress of a judgment which is to end in salvation, and by which the earth is to come into a new state of blessing, such as has never been known. As already said, the trumpets are trumpets of ultimate jubilee, yet Jericho has to be destroyed. The fashion of the world, the evil world as it has been, must pass away, and in no other manner can salvation for mankind and earth at large be reached. The trumpets proclaim this loudly. If the seals show us mysteries that have to be penetrated, the trumpets speak plainly, and that, whether all their detail may be clear to us or not, they plainly speak of what will happen. Yet God's purposes of blessing for the earth are the end of all this judgment. Bless the Lord. And so back to the word as we read about each trumpet and what will happen during the time of that trumpet. So the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood. And they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. We're going to take a look at what some of the Bible teachers of the book of Revelation say about this. I'm going to look first at Clarence Larkin. Now we'll say, you know, where we agree and where we don't agree. And none of us all agree with all of these things, but we see through a glass darkly. So Clarence Larkin says that this first trumpet is the trumpet of hail, fire, and blood. And he says that this lines up with Joel 2, 30 and 31, which says, in the latter days, the Lord will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. The day when he shall come to take vengeance on his enemies. The Lord is going to repeat the plagues of Egypt. They were literal, and so are the trumpet and vial judgments. The literalness of these judgments give us the key to the literalness of the book of Revelation. No less than five of the nine plagues of Egypt are to be repeated during the tribulation period. And so we see here what was the seventh Egyptian plague: thunder, hail, and fire mixed with blood. Going over then to the second angel. The second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Larkin writes, as this mountain is to fall into the sea, and the judgments poured forth by the trumpets and vials are to fall mainly on that part of the world bordering on the Mediterranean Sea. Someone has said, we see here in the second trumpet, a third part of the ships were destroyed. The second angel sounded, as it were, a great mountain burning with fire cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures that were in the sea had died. And we're going to see that only a certain portion of the earth is involved here. It is that portion of the earth, Bible scholars believe, that was the old Roman Empire. And the old Roman Empire, which is to be revived in the last days, had to do with Europe, and that was the western leg, and it had to do with the eastern leg, was over in the parts, even including Israel. And we see here, people think that this may be a meteor, an immense meteoric mass ablaze with fire that will fall and turn the sea into blood. And of course, the first Egyptian plague on the River Nile turned it to blood. The meteor strikes, and only one third of the living creatures in the sea shall die. One third of the ships shall be destroyed. possibly by a tidal wave, and all of those things that will come from it. Then we see the third trumpet. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a torch, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters, and the name of the star is Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. Larkin writes, when the third trumpet sounded, a great star fell from heaven burning like a torch. This will doubtless be another meteor that will assume the form of a torch in its blazing path through the heavens, and when its gaseous vapors are scattered as it explodes, they will be absorbed by the third part of the rivers and fountains, and the waters will be turned to a gall. Even the book of Jeremiah says, thus saith, in Jeremiah 9:13-15, thus saith the Lord of hosts, because they have forsaken my law, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and give them water of gall. So that's what it means. Actually, folks, Chernobyl, if you remember the great Chernobyl nuclear tragedy, Chernobyl means wormwood. And so many people at that time were thinking that we were living in the book of Revelation. We were not living in it, this part yet, not in that seven-year part, but we see preambles to it. The fourth trumpet, the sun, moon, and the stars are smitten. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. Larkin writes, and he believes, what happens under the sounding of this trumpet is similar to what happened under the sixth seal. And we took some time in showing how that sixth seal tied in with the Matthew, chapter 24. And so we have the first four trumpets sounding, and then there is another section of them which have to do. And this is some interesting insight by Hilton Sutton. He believes that these plagues will be controlled by the two witnesses who will use them against the Antichrist throughout the last half of the tribulation as they deem it necessary. With the sounding of the first trumpet, of course, we saw fire and blood, and these kinds of things shall fall into the homes. Hilton Sutton believes also that these shall be meteors and the moon and the sun. Then as we go on with this book of Revelation, and we will go on with it tomorrow in the rest of the trumpets, but we invite you to go on and catch up with us from, I think it was July 16 that we began a study in the book of Revelation. So you go to billybrim.org, that's billybrim.org, and there you can go on our radio archives and listen and begin with us at the beginning of the book of Revelation. This is the book of the revelation of Jesus Christ, and it ends with the devil thrown into the lake of fire, a new heaven and a new earth, and it is a book moving on to blessing the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, I am coming soon. We reply, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.